Welcome back to the viewers. I'm going to give some feedback now to Khumotso. And Khumotso, I think what I'm seeing here and the advice you've been given is exactly the advice that I'm going to give you right now, which is to focus. Because when I was preparing for this interview, I tried to research you and watch the clip and then went into the website. And then, as you can see, I didn't know what all these things were. So if you think about when you ask about an aggressive marketing strategy, if I say to you, what does Coca-Cola do? You're going to tell me what they do because it's very specific what they do. They don't build buildings and they don't do a whole bunch of make handbags. They make cool drinks.
Yes. Okay.
And so if they're marketing, they're marketing for that specific one thing. The same thing, if you're going to start to market, and I'm trying to relate the concept of focus to your question, which is you spoke about aggressive marketing strategy. If a client doesn't know what you do, and I've been around for doing this for more than two decades working with entrepreneurs, and I couldn't work out what you do, then the client definitely doesn't know what you do. And so your big focus needs to be that if I wake you in the middle of the night and I say, Khumotso, what do you do? You have to say, I do gardening services. Or I do gardening and cleaning services. And I would even go as far as to say, I just do one of the two right now, that you focus on one thing and you're known for one thing. Okay, just one thing. So the psychology is always, especially when you're looking for cash, is that you've got this view that the more fishing rods you have in the sea, the more fish you will catch. All the research shows it's exactly the opposite. The more fishing rods you have in the sea, the less fish you will catch, because they don't know which one to come to. And your example that you gave me earlier about your social media where you got 5,000 rand and instead of putting it 5,000 rand in one and catching fish around that, you're catching none across mm-hmm. everything. So to me, the big decision you're going to have to make, and I would go as far as this, is this harsh. If I were working with you, is you're not even allowed to say fish on cleaning and gardening. You choose. It's either cleaning or gardening, nothing else, not even the book, nothing else. You choose one thing. And that is going to, you're going to fight that everything in your mind, in your heart, everything's going to fight as I say that. Okay. But you will see if you look at successful entrepreneurs that are deeply, deeply focused. Once you've got the focus and you say, I'm just going to choose fish on cleaning or fish on gardening, then you become good at that. Your marketing is focused at that. So somebody who's looking for gardening services, okay, is now says, oh, if you want the best gardening services, it's Pishon, okay? Because, and gardening is maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks, whatever the cycle is. With cleaning might be a different industry and it might require a different cycle and a different types of people, and now you're managing those and you're managing those people, and that's different clients, and one wants gardening and one wants cleaning, and so you start to mix it up too early. And I'll give you back one of them later, but you start off with one. Then you put your marketing and your sales behind that one, and then you build some depth and you build some strength and you get on your feet. And once you've built your strength in that, and I make you even go even tighter. And tighter is that you specialize. It's not just gardening services. It might be gardening services for estates. Okay. That I only do in estates. I do gardening services in estates or corporate gardening services or whatever the case may be. You try and specialize in that. And once you've specialized and got depth, then once you're in there and you've got the clients that trust you, and I'll wake you up in the middle of the night and say, what do? You say, I do gardening services. In fact, you say estate gardening services. You bring the speciality. And then you've got the clients who trust you and can rely on you. Then you say to them, now I've got now 400 clients. And now we're going to open up now the second part of the business, which is the cleaning services. When you go in two or three or four, in your case, like sounds like five and six and seven different businesses, your mind can't hold all that. Okay. No one's mind could hold all that. And what the most important message I want to say to you is that your client doesn't know what you do then, because I didn't know what you did. They won't know what you did. So it's focus. It's then specialization. And then behind that specialization, put in your sales and your marketing. And that is, and I just want to just give you, because this sounds like a very hard thing to do. And I've been doing this for a long time, and I know exactly what's going on in your head right now, which is, but you don't understand. You don't understand my situation. I've been doing this for more than 2 decades. Every single business that I've worked with where they've focused like that, they've pin focused, has become successful. The ones where I didn't understand, not all of them became successful. In fact, many didn't. It's about focus, focus, focus. Many fish in the sea, not going to catch you that wealth in the Pishon River. Okay. Well, that's it for the slot. Up next is our series on how to build an FMCG brand. Today is the last in our series on building your own FMCG brand or product. We've had the pleasure of having Ryan Scheff-Lurie in studio with us over the last 12 weeks, and he's been talking to us about various aspects. I'd really encourage you to go back onto YouTube and to go through each and every one of these inserts to help you think through building your own brand. Ryan, of course, is the founder of Namya Japan, a very high caffeine drink. Welcome back to our last one. And today we're going to be talking about sales and pipeline. You know, sales, obviously, the oxygen in a business's life, but pipeline is also important.
So, yeah, I mean, I think everyone loves getting involved in everything else in a business. Everyone loves the chase and the nostalgia of creating this brand and making it beautiful and finding out which market and playing with the spreadsheets. But people tend to focus on what has to happen. If you want to carry on going down the line, and if you want to hit all your sales and targets, and if you want your business to grow, and you want it on the shelf, and you want to see your trash on the floor everywhere, you want to see your brand out there, the idea is that you need to be outselling. And generally, there's two ways that you can sell. The most important out of all of it is that you're out there on bus number 11, walking around, doing the stuff to get the no's. And I say that as very, very important. As the owner of a business, as the person who's building a brand, you need to be out there every day doing it. Yes, the meetings with the huge players and the big retailers and the mass stores are important, but there's red tape and there's a long lead time. And, you know, it's very easy to get a no or a yes when you're in front of the person. And I think that it's important to understand that sales and pipeline go hand in hand all the time, but you have to be doing it yourself. At least at the beginning. Yes, you can build sale teams later, but you need to be able to direct them in the right way. Know what all the no's are about. Know what all the yeses are about. Be able to coach and guide and grow the teams that you eventually put in place when you're a huge FMCG brand or when you're just a brand that wants to be on the shelves with everyone as well.
Ryan, thank you for all your wisdom and all your insights over the last 12 weeks. I learned something today. Bus number 11, huh?
Bus number 11. Thanks so much for having me.
And to all of you out there who are building your FMCG brand, good luck to you. I hope this series has really helped you think more broadly about your strategy and ensure that you have a higher probability of success. That's it for this whole series, but not the end of the show. We'll be right back straight after this.